Welcome to Tech Bytes, your weekly dose of tech news, insights, and everything in between. I'm Willard, and in each episode, we bring you the latest updates, breakthroughs, and conversations happening in the world of technology. Whether you are a seasoned tech enthusiast or just curious about how technology shapes our world, we've got something for you. So sit back, plug in, and let's dive into today's topic. Hello, hello, everybody, and it is that time once again when we get to talk about trending stories in the world of technology in Zimbabwe and Africa at large. As usual, I have my co-host Tinashe TC Karuza. Icho.
Yo, what's up, everyone? How are you guys? Hope you're all well.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Tim, I got you over weekends. I got the energy is low as usual.
And
So, as usual, Baba, about what is happening in the world of technology. And today, I was reading an article on the internet last week, and I realized that there are a lot of things that are happening in this space here, AI, that we have to be on the lookout for in terms of security, in terms of privacy and so forth. You see that every day we are keying in our, you know, important and private information into one of these generative AI tools. Tukungongwaya date of birth, tukungongwaya my business documents, tukungongwaya everything that we can think AI can help us with. To the extent that most people are feeding in private photos. So what this article was saying was that we're going to get into a setup where people will struggle to distinguish between the real thing and the fake thing, because it's such a complex thing. Right now, even right now as we speak, we're not able to differentiate how between a fake AI generated photo and the real thing. So you can imagine what will happen when eventually your same photo is used for malicious purposes. What do you think is gonna be the issue? I mean, I've just given you the basis of this discussion.
You know, it's actually very interesting that most people do not really understand and know the effects of putting sensitive information in these AI tools. For example, you'd find a person like putting in their picture or their ID onto one of the AI tools, like, for example, ChatGPT, right? And then they put in their prompt, hey, I want you to do A, B, C, and D, what using my ID and stuff, forgetting the fact that that same thing is going to train itself using the data that you're inputting into that tool, right? So in the near future, like, not if I say future, it'll sound like something that's very far-fetched.
Future can be 3 months from now.
Your data now, someone then prompts the tool 3 months later, and they'll be like, I want A, B, C, and D. And your RESA is sensitive information. And information. So it's going to think that I have every right to use the information. It's at my disposal. So let me just use it. And then it answers a person using your information. And then now next thing, we have problems.
So does that then cover issue here, responsible AM? Is this whole thing that you're talking about users being conscious about what they enter into these GPTs and into even your Gemini and so forth? Does that cover issue responsible AI?
It does. I think it covers a bit.
Yeah, I think also even those who are creating the AI also need to make sure that it protects those who are using it, so that my errors, you know, like, I've put in my photos, but I'm also expecting that and trusting you that you want to use it for malicious purposes. But, you know, with the world of technology, and we're not yet at the AGI level, we're still at the infants level, where we're saying to 2-3 months back, AI, text. 3 months later, Baba. Now we have AI that is able to read text, that is able to write text, and that is able to also correct my fingers, Bab.
My fingers even read text on an image now.
And then months from now, we're going to have AI that is going to be able to put additional video like my frames from, let's say, like I shoot a music video, and then you discover that daga siri da 1 or 2 frames or shots.
Yes.
There will be an AI in the next, not even month, actually, in a few weeks.
In a few weeks,
that will be able to add those frames for you.
Exactly. And imagine like a video that you have. You say, "This is my own property, and let me just prompt this AI. I'll try to say, you know, add your frame." And the next thing, you're like, "Is this actually me on this frame?" And it will be able to like take you, kind of like cloning you, like your video, and then studying who you really are, like how you move, how you watch, and then it generates a fictitious character in that video.
That's and good and bad, man.
Baba,
that's scary as well, because I'm thinking this is heaven rather for the deep web and the dark web.
Oh my gosh,
I think this is a whole topic on its own that we'll need to dedicate time. Maybe we'll get in a specialist to walk us through some of these issues,
because they're very important.
That has been today's tidbit on the world of technology. We're talking about responsible AI, and I had Tinasha in the room. Let's see how they perform this week. So guys, again, it's a pleasure always having you around. Please remember to subscribe and follow us on all our socials. It's Tech Bytes Africa. Till then, ciao. Alright folks, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Bytes. Thanks for tuning in and staying informed with us. If you really enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe on all our platforms and leave us a review. It really helps us to grow. Don't forget to follow us also on social media at Tech Bytes Africa for more updates and behind the scenes content. Until next time, this has been Tech Bytes, where technology gets simplified one bite at a time. Till next time, like I said, stay current.